Celia woke at the ringing of the great school bell. Her room was pitch dark, but she groped until she found her dress and pulled it on, stumbling out the door, even as her father burst into the common. The hearth had burned down to embers, but she caught a glint of metal in the dim glow and knew Edouard was pulling on his armor.
What's happening?
Schoolhouse wards are lit up like a solstice bonfire, and there's smoke in the air.
Carlings?
Must be.
I'm going with you.
Like not you are.
Lori stepped in front of Celia, arms crossed.
Let your father handle this.
Edouard went to Lori and she kissed him hard on the mouth.
Come back to us.
I love you.
Celia and Lori stared after him, catching glimpses of his hunched form in the flashes of ward light and the evil orange glow coming from up the road.
Angie!
Before her mother could stop her, Celia snatched up the spare shield and ran into the night.
Celia Square, get back here!
Celia ignored her cries, running as her father did, low and quiet. Lights were appearing in the windows as folk looked to see what was happening, but none were foolish enough to leave the safety of their wards. She caught up to her father as he crouched by the broken fence. One of the ward posts was broken, but there was no sign of flame. It had simply been shattered, allowing demons into the schoolyard. Celia counted three, two flamers and a looming rock. Against the moonlit sky, Celia glimpsed a wind demon circling the lamplit bell house atop the school.
Of course, spark it, Celia. I told you to stay inside.
Angie's all alone.
And I would be better able to help her without you.
What are the demons waiting for?
Flamers have set fire to the house. Wards are holding for now. Keep your shield up and follow close.
The rock demon lunged at the great schoolhouse door, but the wards flared, and it was thrown onto its back.
Now.
They ran for the door, Edouard's shield on his left arm, Celia's on her right. One of the flame demons leapt at Edouard, but it was no more than 20 pounds, and he batted it aside with his shield. The wards flashed, and the Corling was knocked across the yard. The other flame demon spat fire at Celia, but she had her shield ready, deflecting the fire spit as she ran. They reached the schoolhouse steps. Edouard kept his wits, hauling her up the steps past the ward net. He reached a gauntleted hand for the door.
Locked.
Got the key.
Celia fished it from her dress pocket, but when she tried to put it in the lock, the metal was hot and burned her unprotected fingers.
Flames on this side of the building.
We can go around back.
Not with the demons in the yard. Step away from the door.
Edouard drove a heavy kick into the door. Celia felt a blast of heat as fire rushed from the doorway. They both darted in. Inside, fire was spreading through the classroom, greasy smoke thick in the air. The heat was nearly unbearable, but no doubt it was worse for Edouard. His armor might have protected him from the burning door, but soon the metal would heat and cook him alive if they did not escape.
Keep close to the floor!
They made their way toward the stairs.
Angie! Angie, watch!
The rock demon made another attempt to cross the smoke-weakened wards. Magic arced like lightning across its body, but it pressed on through. Edouard himself had smashed the next line of defense, and the giant demon shattered the doorway as it burst into the classroom.
Go! I'll lead it out the back!
It seemed a mad plan, but as the rock swiped at her father, his shield blazed with magic. Turning the blow, the demon spun, lashing at him with its heavy tail. But the wards on Edouard's armor lit up. He was knocked aside, but kept his feet, banging his heavy gauntlet against his shield, drawing the demon after him as Celia hurried up the stairs. But the rock was not the only threat. The flame demon scurried after Celia like dogs chasing a cat, leaving fresh fires in their wake. The smoke was less thick on the second floor, drawn by the draft from the broken door and window, but Celia knew that would not last as the flames spread.
Angie!
Celia pounded her fist against the wood door of the bell room as the demons closed on her. The door opened as a demon leapt at her. Celia braced behind her shield and shoved hard, knocking it back long enough to fall into the room. Angie slammed the door shut and dropped the bar.
We're trapped! Up the ladder to the belfry!
Angie recovered her wits and began to climb. Celia slung her shield over a shoulder and began to climb as well. A final press, and the two flame demons burst into the tiny rope room. Smoke followed in their wake, drawn to the open shaft. The Corlings attempted to climb the ladder, but even nimble flamers could not scale the rungs without hands. They clawed the walls instead, scaling the sheer face nearly as fast as the young women could climb. They made it to the top of the belfry.
What now?
Below, the town spread out before them, a light in every window, but no one coming to help.
Haul up the rope!
She waited as Angie pulled the rope, muscles knotting as the flame demon's glowing eyes grew closer, closer. Celia waited until they were almost upon them. The lead demon closed its eyes to spit. And in that moment, she threw up her shield. It struck the demon full in the face, flame ward flashing as it knocked the demon from its perch. The demon fell into the other, both of them tumbling back down into the rope room with the precious shield. The demons were unharmed, rolling immediately to their feet and leaping back onto opposite walls, climbing again. Celia snatched the rope from Angie, hurling it over the rail and down to the sloping roof.
Follow me!
Angie looked over the rail doubtfully. The rope was enough to get off the tower to the roof, but it would not see them safely to the ground.
Trust me.
Angie took the hand and Celia hauled her up, leading the way down the rope. A winged demon circled above as their feet skidded against the steeply sloping shingles. There were wind wards cut into each tile to keep a demon from landing on the roof, but they would not stop it from snatching one of them up and winging away. Celia took a few quick steps, then released the rope, wrapping her arms around Angie.
Let go!
Celia could not tell if Angie complied or if it was her own sudden added weight that cost Angie her grip. But they fell away even as a wind demon struck the warded shingles where they had just been.